We're talking with Arlene Tour, who is going to be playing Dr. Vera Juarez on the upcoming season of Torchwood, Miracle Day. And Arlene, thanks very much for your time today. First of all, you're playing the medical professional this time around, so I'm assuming you're going to have quite a bit to do with trying to figure out why people aren't dying. What can you tell me about?
First off, people are reacting to Miracle Day as, I mean, I don't know, if you hear, hey, we're not going to die anymore, we're all immortal, everybody's going to live forever. Initially, you would think society would celebrate, and they do in the show, to the point where they start acting like if they're superhuman. But nobody ever thinks about what Vera Juarez is dealing with, which is in the emergency room. There's no resources, there's no staff, and there's no space for everybody that has stopped dying, because there's still being people born daily, and there's just an extreme overpopulation. So basically, she goes through all kinds of problems and goes into panels with the government to see how we fix the situation.
Now, how much interaction do you have with the rest of the cast? I see your character and Agent Rex Matheson, who's being played by Mekhi Phifer, seem to have a number of scenes together. Are you interacting a lot with the original cast, with John Barrowman and Eve Miles?
I do have scenes with pretty much everybody. Thank you. Yeah, I was lucky enough to be able to interact with the whole Torchwood team, and at one point, I even become Torchwood. So I become one of the members.
So how is it for you coming into a genre show? And from the looks of your IMDb listing, this is your first genre piece at all. You haven't done science fiction before. How different is it for you?
Well, very exciting. It wasn't too different in my studies, because I still took the character. It was a medical doctor, and I was a cardiothoracic surgeon. So I still did the research as I would any other thing, because I'm not really involved in the extraterrestrial element so much. I was more involved in how do we save society. So for me, the study wasn't that different. It was very exciting in that I get to be part of all this fun green screen and all these crazy events that are happening. So that was very different, because every day at work, you just don't know what's going to happen. It's up to Russell and Julie and their imagination. This is not based on, you know, an actual ER.
Now, you're talking about Russell Davies and Julie Gardner, who brought this show over from BBC and is now a co-production with Starz. Do you get the impression that their approach to this show is any different now that there's an American component? Or does it feel, just based on your impression on set, does it feel pretty much the same? Are Barrowman and Miles acting like it's a completely different show?
Not at all. I feel not only them, but also Russell and Julie. And Starz has given them the green light. They've given them total control, and they've given them an opportunity to have fun and use their creative any way they want. So I believe that the collaboration was gorgeous in that it gave them the opportunity to just come together with us, instead of, you know, how the States usually buys off the shows and then does the American version.
Right.
The English shows. In this case, it's a compliment, because it's saying, we love what you're doing and we'd like to be part of it. So we just continue on and we add some of our people from over here. So I think the collaboration was brilliant, and the transition for them, I think, was very smooth, because I wouldn't be able to tell that it's a different show or that they're at all uncomfortable.
How was it working with Bill Pullman?
Bill is amazing. He's such an excellent actor and such a great, sweet and humble man. He's great. I didn't have direct dialogue with him, but we still share the same scene. So I pretty much worked with all the characters, which is fun.
Your background also includes the Starz TV series Crash, which was based on the movie. Did that help you get this one, or was the call out saying, we're looking for people for Torchwood, and you jumped on it pretty much on your own?
No, I would say that know me, and they know my work, and they know my professionalism as an actor. Stars was happy to bring me on. But, yeah, Torchwood, my getting Torchwood, I don't think had to do with that, because they interviewed all kinds of people and auditioned all kinds of people from everywhere. And I was the lucky one. I was the fortunate one to get it, so... They're familiar with me, but I don't think that played too much of a role, my being a
sorcerer. What can you tell us about Dr. Juarez's arc and the Miracle Day storyline? How much can you reveal, and how much can you do you have to keep secret? Because she ends up being part of the Torchwood team. Where does her journey take her?
Well, the journey starts with Rex Madison. Mackay Pfeiffer's character getting impaled by an iron rod off of a truck in the first episode. That's how we meet. That's when Miracle Day occurs, and that's when I am, because of Miracle Day, I'm able to save him because we have more time. So there I get introduced to the CIA. So Vera Juarez is now dealing with the CIA and supplying pain medication, and also getting curious about what's going on, because I'm also in the panels. I start going to the panels and trying to determine what are we going to do with the overpopulation and what precautions do we have to take in order to make this crisis go away, turn this phenomenon into something positive like people initially thought it was going to be. And then, in the end, she feels like a total fish out of water, because she even goes on some undercover missions for the CIA, where she is a thoracic surgeon going into spy for someone. So it's very exciting, because I thought that I was going to spend most of my time acting in the ER in a hospital setting, and that was not the case at all.
Now, is this going to be a long-term commitment for you? Have they talked about additional seasons yet?
Well, not yet. Everybody's waiting to see how the first season goes, but... Yeah, we don't talk about that yet, and I wouldn't want to say to reveal anything in the show.
Well, because nobody dies, so we know everybody's going to come out of it.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. What else is coming up for you besides Torchwood? What other projects are you working on?
Well, I have a couple of movies that I'm waiting to hear back on, and I've auditioned, and we're close, so that's good. But I'm not at liberty to release the info yet. And I'm working on my first production gig. So I'm going to be producing two shows, and one of them is, I can let you know what it's about, and the title is Homeless Improvement. It's not a scripted show, it's a reality show, and it's based on all the homeless. It's like Home Improvement,
right?
But for all the homeless people in the country. We're starting with America, and we're following the homeless. Because the homeless have a very bad rap. Basically, society feels like they're the drug addicts, they're the people that don't want to work, the lazy ones, when they really are homeless, that just can't help it and are dying to get a job and are constantly trying. So those are the people we're focusing on, and we're following them and either getting them back to their families or getting them whatever it is they need, or cleaning them up and getting them jobs. So.
Well, that sounds like a very ambitious project.
Oh, thank you. It's very exciting. And we also have a charity so people can give and see their money actually being put to work and change people's lives.
Now, do you still have designs on building your treehouse?
Yes, I do. I have like 12 books I've collected. So I have plans in my head. I just gotta find the perfect tree. That's the problem.
Well, Arlene Turrett, thanks very much for your time today. Torchwood, Miracle Day on the Stars Network, Friday at 10 o'clock Eastern, and I'm sure we'll be talking with you again about your upcoming projects. Good luck with all of that.
Thank you so much.
And thank you very much for your time today. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, it was a pleasure. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.